Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hola, waka, chokma, all across the tundra. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast. Grady Deaton here, coffee at KYUK. As usual, I'm quite excited, and you know what I'm doing with it. I'm sharing it with you. Today, I am excited for several reasons. The biggest reason is because in preparation for today's show, the lead was buried for me. And I'll get to that because I'm going to bury it for you, too. This morning, my guest will be Sergeant Srita Yunan, now a fire team leader with Bison Company, 1st Battalion, 297th Infantry Regiment, Alaska Army National Guard. Now, she made history as Alaska Army National Guard soldier, marking history last month, becoming the first infantry woman in Alaska National Guard history. But the important thing is she's Chupik and from Bethel. So good morning. Good morning, Sergeant Yunan. Thank you for joining me. Tell me about that. I missed that. All talking to you yesterday and also preparing for the show, I missed Bethel. So tell me about your connection to here and your family, please.
For sure. And growing up, I used to live in Bethel since 2006 is when I went out of Bethel and went to Anchorage. So Bethel is my hometown. Even my mom, Mrs. Unan, she was a teacher out in Kilbuck. Mm. So Bethel is just my hometown, and I love it.
Tell me a little bit about your decision to leave Bethel and go on in the world, and also how you became part with the Guard and how that evolved over time, if you would.
Sure. In high school, I wanted to become a teacher just like my mom, but things changed, so I went to college in UAA, and then I joined the Guard because in high school I was in the Bethel Regional High School JRGC and the drill team, and I just loved that structure, discipline, team cohesion, and drill and ceremony, especially my JRGC instructor. Most of you know Master Sergeant Barbara Wright. She's amazing. She inspired me to join the military. She inspired so many Bethel students who are serving with me today or even in some other branch of services out there. But I love it. I wanted to become infantry because initially I wanted to become infantry just to get promoted, change my job, whatnot. But over the year, I realized that being infantry was a female infantryman was bigger than myself, than bigger than getting promoted. So it was just an eye-opener that I would give other females an opportunity to become infantry.
Would you like to expound on that even further?
Say again?
Would you like to expound on that further?
On which part?
On the opportunities to do that that have presented themselves now.
Okay, for sure. As a female, going infantry, of course, it's going to be hard physically because males tend to be harder. I was given the opportunity from my commander. She asked me if I wanted to go infantry, and initially I told her no, that I wasn't ready, that I didn't want to do it, that I wasn't even up for the task. And then a few moments later, a few months later, I was given the same question that my commander asked if I wanted to go infantry. And I told her still the same answer was the same, that I didn't want to. And then one drill, I went to work, and everyone saying, "Hey, Sergeant Yunan, I heard you're going infantry." And I didn't say that I was going to, but it was news to me. And then it just set a seed in my decision, since I was already working out and taking better care of my body, I just I gave it a shot. I wanted to give myself a chance to get promoted, but then me going infantry, it would give other females a chance to live their dream if that was to become infantry like myself.
Now, forgive me. Even though I served in the military, I need to be educated a little bit. I understand that you first served in the National Guard as a generator mechanic for some time, explain to me what going infantry really means, and tell it to me like I don't even know, because I guess I don't.
Well, infantry units and regular non-line units are totally different. Not just that, I don't know, it's...
combative versus non-combative?
Mm-hmm. Right, and then the infantry unit, it's more family-oriented as more of a team cohesion type of community. Mm-hmm. Because, let's face it, infantry units have to go to war. Mm-hmm. They have to go to the battlefield. And if each soldier's... We have to know each soldier's weaknesses and strengths, and being on the battlefield, the nobody wants to do it, right? Because it's physically demanding than sitting behind a desk and doing paperwork or even turning wrenches, which is what I did. It's hard.
And you're 4 years into this phase of that journey now, is that right?
No, I just transferred into the infantry unit in 2019.
So a couple years anyway, though. Mm-hmm. It's just my math that was bad. Excuse me.
Excuse me.
So I'm really excited to have you here. I'm looking over, and I was looking over before the Alaska National Guard's website. There's a really nice article that came out on March 22nd, put together by Edward Egerton. If people want to find it, it's on alaska.ng.mil, and it's kind of a long URL. But if you did a Google search for Alaska National Guard and Alaska Army National Guard, Infantry Woman Makes History, that's the headline. And, of course, I'll put a link there in our show notes when we do the show notes for the show today. I am really excited to have you here, too. Tell me a little bit more about Bethel, you know, and growing up here or before you left, just before I delve deeper into your National Guard story.
Okay, for sure. Well, Bethel was amazing. There was even though there wasn't that much technology, things were amazing. People, I love the people. I grew up on Thunder Ridge, and I was in the JRTC drill team. You know, waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning just to go to drill team practice. I did NYO. I don't know. It's been like, I don't know, over 15 years since I've been to Bethel. I mean, like, lived in Bethel. I did military funerals out in Bethel and outside of Bethel, conducting military funerals for fallen veterans. But I only traveled there for work. But I've seen that things change. I don't know. It's I don't miss the potholes.
Well, you know what? I don't miss them either this year.
Yeah,
we've been very lucky. I want to briefly touch on Barbara Wright. You mentioned how influential she was, and there's a long history of the Guard in this region, and I'd like to know a little bit more about Barbara's influence and also about that history of the Guard in the region, if that played into any of your decisions.
Okay. Sergeant Wright, she just had that, that inspiration, that go-getter attitude. And she made sure everyone that she was taking care of was just taken care of. She was, I don't know, words can't explain how she influenced and how much she means to myself and everyone. It's I'm just grateful to know her and be inspired by her teachings. Her and... the reason why I wanted to go join the Guard was because I wanted to help people. And being on the JRTC throughout the years, I just loved the team and family-oriented community. So I think that being in JRTC and knowing Sergeant Wright, it really inspired me to go military. Initially, I wanted to go join the Air Force, But things changed, and I went Army National Guard because the recruiter. I initially went to the Army recruiter, and I told him that I wanted to help people, and he said, "This is not the branch for you. Join the Guard."
Interesting. Well, I suspect I know the answer to this question, but I'm curious what you value most about your years in service. It sounds like I already know you're going to tell me about the camaraderie and the ever increasing feelings of familial values that you've experienced. But I'm not trying to put it in your mouth. What do you value most about your service in the Army National Guard? And tell me more.
You're right. I actually really do value the family-oriented community of amazing people. It's just one big melting pot of so many amazing, awesome people. Although as Guard members, we only see each other one week in a month. Mm. But we still have that family-like connection. And also, I value the support and care for all soldiers and families. I have the privilege to work with the Alaska Army National Guard Warrior and Family Services full-time as a Yale RIM coordinator. So my job is to support soldiers transitioning in and out of each deployment phase.
Thank you for both. As the curiosity was bubbling in my mind, I was going to ask you what you did with the other time. So you'd help transition soldiers from service? Is that what it is?
Yes, from each deployment phase. I just provide various programs that are out there to benefit the soldiers and families, like TRICARE, education, and other programs like that. So the value of support and care and putting every soldier first means a great deal to me. It means a great deal to the Alaska Army National Guard staff and the family program staff. So I'm so honored to be a part of family programs.
Well, I'm honored to be spending some time with you today. Honored to call you a part of my extended family of service members that I feel also a part of. And also honored, I'm sure, as everyone in the Delta here is, to call you a member of our team. So thank you for your service, and thank you for your time today. I'd like to give you a few minutes to tell me anything else you'd like to say.
Okay, for sure. For the females out there who love to go infantry, I would say go for it. It's so rewarding. Just need to put in the effort to train for the requirements because they are physically demanding, and males tend to be heavier and stronger. So just imagine a female carrying their male battle buddy out of the vehicle with his full gear on. It's super heavy. So as females, we tend to not be as strong. So physical training is a big deal. So if you are a female looking to go DIJ and if you stay, do it, train for it, and the sky is not the limit.
Well, as the father of two daughters, thank you for that too. And I don't mean to value it other than to say that I want to hope they hear it. it's been a real pleasure speaking with you this morning, and I hope you have an excellent day. It sounds like you said, you carry that feeling of family forward as you go about your regular workday serving service members who are transitioning from deployment phases. I applaud you, and my hat's off to you, and I'm just honored and thankful for your time this morning.
Oh, no, it's an honor to be on this show to get the word out and encourage other females and just anyone who wants to join the military or even in infantry. It's an honor to be on here, and thank you so much.
Well, thank you for your time. That's Sergeant Sarita Yunin from the Alaska National Guard speaking about her service in the National Guard, times growing up in Bethel, and also, what it's like being the first woman infantryman in the Alaska National Guard. My thanks to her, and my thanks to you, listeners. It's Friday Talk Line, of course, today. If it's not later today, it's later tonight, depending on what time you're listening to this show. And I've got one thing left to say to listeners, and that's don't forget, most important thing is to be awesome to each other.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.